Vicky Curtis and Áine O'Hara are GAMAD. And yes, that is GAMAD. And GAMAD is also the title of their upcoming show at the Dublin Fringe. The show traces the history of the GAA, Dublin and Mayo's intense rivalry, and explores what it feels like to be a queer GAA fan. Vicky and Áine in studio with me now. I'm very disappointed. I said to you both when you came in, I was expecting jerseys. At the very least, I was expecting jerseys. And I thought there might even be a few flags and scarves.
Oh, they're all being washed. Yeah, they're being washed for Monday's performance, Sean.
All right. Well, if you were wearing a jersey, Áine, because this will kind of get us started, what jersey would you be wearing?
Well, it definitely would be a Mayo jersey.
And if you were wearing a jersey, Vicky?
Dublin, true blue all the way.
All right, so you'd be wearing a Dublin jersey. Were you wearing it on Sunday last?
I was wearing it on Sunday last in Croke Park. That's why it's in the washed. There was tears.
Let's not talk about that.
Tear-stained jersey. Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it?
Kerry for Sam.
Alrighty. Yeah, anyway, let's put that to one side because we could get into a big rivalry. But I suppose the real rivalry, which again comes back to a Dublin team and a Mayo team, which I think is really much the origins of this show on 18th of September 2016. What does that mean?
Look, I mean, we've had some tough times as a county, and like, you know, it's fine.
So 18th of September 2016 to the uninitiated, what was that? What was that big day?
It was a tough day for Mayo.
Yeah.
That was the one point.
The replay of the All-Ireland
final. In the closing minutes, we lost by a point. I think that was probably the closest we've ever been in the 61 nearly years since 1951 now.
And 1951 is the problem, is it? Do you believe in this curse of 1951?
I don't know. It's mentioned in
the play, isn't it?
Yeah, we do. We have a whole section on the curse.
Couldn't not mention the curse.
I think that it probably gets into the psyche of the Mayo players and the Mayo people a little bit, because it does just seem like they get to the very end and there's just something stopping them from getting across that line.
Remind us of what that curse is.
Right, so in 1951 is the last time that we won the All-Ireland.
Well, 1950 and 51, in fact,
and
I think.
50 and 51, two in a row.
Yeah.
And supposedly, when the Mayo team were coming home, they overtook a funeral cortege in Foxford, and a priest put a curse on them and said that they wouldn't win the All-Ireland ever again until every member of that 1951 team are dead. And there's only one fella left now in Kerry. Yeah. He's hiding out because, you know.
Yeah, it wouldn't like to be him, though, the kind of pressure that's on him, you know.
People make a lot of jokes about, like, killing them off. Like, it's rough.
No, I would not like to be that man at all. So you're kind of going two in a row and scoffing at it, Vicky. Four and a half in a row isn't particularly good either, is it, you know?
No, not yet. It's going to be a difficult Saturday for the replay. We have two shows on that day. And if the match finishes 5 minutes about before we go on stage for our second show, so I don't think I'll be able to watch it. I'll be up
I'll
to hide out.
All right. Well, you know, the show is not about. Well, the Dublin Mayo thing sparked it off, I suppose. How do you two know each other, first of all? What's your background in GA, Vicky?
I'm just purely a fan. I fell in love with it when I was about 19. I started watching the hurling, and just my love grew and grew and grew. So I was just kind of this secret GA fan in the gay art world. And
You work as a designer, is it?
Yeah. No, I'm a spoken word artist.
Oh, sorry, beg your pardon.
And Áine's the designer. And I had a show in the Dublin Fringe in 2016 called Finnum Respice, which Áine was designing and working on. And she came to me. We had arranged all the dates and everything, and she came to me and said that she couldn't work on the Saturday, and this was like in the middle of the run, and I was raging. I was like, no. I was like, what's going on? Áine was like, oh. And then she kind of came out with it. Like, I thought somebody was dying. I really did. And she came out and she was like, I got a ticket to the replay. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, go. You don't have to be here. Yeah. I was like, I'm on stage. I can't go. I was like, and then we were like, our conversation around GA grew and grew. And then we were working together in different rooms with different artists. And we were always talking about, like, oh, did you see the Sunday game? Wasn't that gas? You know, that shouldn't have happened. Like, that red card was controversial. And all the people in the room with us were like, what are these two talking about? Like, all
so,
the art
So
pals?
Talking about GA in the art world was kind of, you were like a fish out of water, wasn't
it? Yeah. We were always having to try to explain to people what, like, match we were going to or what a match was. They were like, what's a match, you know? Like, so we found ourselves having to explain that. So we felt like a bit of an outsider in the theatre space.
What about the other way around? Because it's interesting that you used the term that that Anya came out and told you that she had a ticket, had a ticket for the replay. You know, what about that side of things, talking about your artistic endeavours in the Ga world? What's the reaction there?
Well, it doesn't really happen. I mean, you don't feel like... I always felt a little bit out of place at matches and stuff in terms of what I'd be wearing or how I would look, and I would think a little bit, you know, feel sort of like an outsider in the Gaa world. I definitely wouldn't talk about like being an artist or anything if I was at Croke Park. I'd just be like, Mayo, you know?
Yeah, that's why I thought you'd have
keep
the Mayo
quiet,
shirt
like.
On tonight. Yeah.
They're in the wash.
Now, is it one piece or two pieces you have?
We've got a little extract, like a bit of spoken word and a bit of Anya's Mayo Madness.
All right, okay. And they both lead from one into the other.
Yeah.
So are we starting with spoken word or are we starting with Mayo
start
Madness?
With me,
we're starting with Vicky.
It's Sunday. Games on. Cars full of clans, and it's the clash of the ash and the swing of a boo. It's kickouts and throw-ins. It's all in the back of the pub. The pitch side, club dreamers, it's colours and flags and county pride. It's who you stand with, it's for your tribe. It's crest on breast and hands on your hurls. It's palpitations when you go to extra time. It's pace and facing down the opposition. It's full forwards and taking on positions. It's trying to find the ball between the posts when the sun is glistening. It's listening on the radio and watching with your eyes closed, gritting your teeth. It's going from hero to zero in 70 minutes. It's trills and trilled and balls spilled, picked up, turned over, pucked out. It's the shout from the crowd. It's loud and it's thick. It's pure class.
My mum loves Mayo. She prays for Mayo. She covers her eyes and runs out of the kitchen for Mayo. And she will drive 500 miles in one day for Mayo. My dad loves Mayo. My sister loves Mayo. It was part of every weekend for us growing up. Listening on the radio, travelling to the match, staying up to watch the Sunday game. I think Mam secretly wishes we'd been All-Stars. My sister and I used to play for St Bridget's Gaa Club in Carrickmacrae. Sometimes I played in goal, but mostly I was a sub because I was awful. I have no hand-eye coordination. Every summer we would pack up the cars with sandwiches, rain jackets and flags and head for Dublin. We went in a convoy with other extended family members.
And 90% of Mayo.
Yeah, Mayo fans have a bit of a reputation for being Gaa mad.
That's Anya O'Hara and Vicky Curtis with a scene there from their play Gaa Mad, which will be at the Dublin Fringe Festival opening next Monday. We didn't get your background, really. We got a sense of it in the midst of all of that. Your mother wanting you desperately to be All-Stars, but is it you and your sister? Is that
me and my sister.
So, and neither of you play football?
No, and my mum was very athletic, and I think she was hoping, you know, that the kids would be good at it, but I can't catch anything. It doesn't happen.
One thing, Vicky, now that I think you left out of your involvement in the GAA. Let's listen.
Yeah, well, that's where I fell in love with it. I was a runner on the Sunday game. I got, like, back in the day.
You say that again?
I was a runner working on the Sunday game back in, like, 1999, 2000, and like back then I was just making teas and coffees. I didn't understand what it was, and you know, it was back in the day before health and safety when people were running on pitches. There was no helmets. I was allowed to sit in front of the Nally on a little steward seat and watch the games because I didn't have anything else to do between all the bits, and that's where I fell in love with it. And I had like all the pundits and Jimmy McGee and everybody explaining.
Dream job on you.
Like, I'm so jealous, and to think of her as a 19-year-old not realising.
All right, we've kind of getting a sense of the love of Gaa, and all of that is in there. But one of the important parts, and it's there in my introduction, what it feels like to be a queer Gaa fan. Because being gay is very much a part of the very important story that you want to tell here. What does it feel like to be a queer GAA fan, or Gaa fan?
Well, I suppose growing up, it was a bit frustrating because there was no representation. Like, there was no one really until 2009 was the first time I saw someone publicly come out in Donal O'Cusack, and that was after he retired. And then, you know, it just as a child, it was hard not to see yourself represented in this thing that you love. But I think that now there is a lot more players. There's a lot of female players, especially, that are out.
Yeah, it seems that there are more female players who are openly gay. Do you think it's easier for a female player to do that?
Yeah, I'd say I don't know. I don't think it's easy for anybody, but I think women are just more nonplussed about it. You know, yeah. we accept it a little bit more, and we're more open about that kind of stuff, I guess.
How important was it that David Goff?
So important.
Yeah,
it was such
openly a big gay first gay man, I think, openly gay man to referee the senior final. Yeah.
And it's so early on, you know, before I suppose he's gotten a lot of support now from the GAA, but when he came out, it was kind of. I can't imagine that kind of fear, or it was really, really courageous to do it and to, like, you know, just be like, I'm a gay man. And I.
Yeah, and I had a moment a couple of weeks ago at the women's doubleheader semi-finals. I brought a pride flag with me and I felt really weird taking the pride flag out for a few minutes. And, like, I'm a proud, out and proud queer woman. And I had this really awful, like, 4 minutes of being like, I can't take this flag out. And I kind of got over it, but I was, like, really questioning myself. I was like, why does this flag not feel right here?
And what was the attitude around you in the park when you did it?
When I took it out, it was totally fine. But then when I got a ticket to Sunday's game and I knew that David Goff was obviously refereeing, I was like, I am bringing that flag to the Nally and I am waving it high.
Would the fact that the GAA took part in the Pride Parade earlier this year, would that have helped in a situation like that? Or what are your feelings about that, Anya?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's definitely a really important step, and they're working at the minute on a gender inclusion policy, I don't know what the right term is, which is really exciting, and it's great for them to be taking active steps in including queer people, because we're already there. You just have to, you know, support us.
Yeah,
it was great visibility.
Yeah,
it was a really beautiful thing to see.
All right, your dream is to bring this to this play to GAA clubs all around the country.
We'd love it. We'd love to have it in halls around the country.
Every county.
Yeah.
Every county, including
every
Mayo.
Parish.
Right. That's GAMAD is the show that we've been speaking about there with Anya O'Hara and Vicky Curtis. It's at Beauty's Cafe Theatre as part of the Dublin Fringe Festival. So from September 9th through until the 21st, including the day of the replay.
And the women's final. I can't.
All right. You're going to have to deal with it. There you go.